the latest reinvention of public schools in Detroit is underway.
The state trying for the umpteenth time to overhaul the district, facing huge financial and academic difficulties.
But it is still too early to declare victory. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
This new plan out of Lansing returns the Detroit Public Schools back to a locally elected school board.
And this is coming after a bunch of state-appointed emergency managers over 7 years tried, but were not able to turn the district around.
This latest state plan is a taxpayer-funded bailout of the district. But remember, a lot of that debt racked up while the district was being run by the state.
So now what is meant to happen is that this old district will basically only be in existence to pay off the millions and millions of dollars of debt.
While using this state money from the bailout, a new district will be created. And as Governor Rick Snyder says, this district will be responsible to the city's voters.
Next on the critically important list is to get a great school board elected.
And the makeup of that board will be essential to the new district's success.
So don't expect the Southeast Michigan business community and its movers and shakers inside and outside of the city to simply take a watch and see approach as the July 26th filing deadline approaches.
Because previous school board shenanigans,
like taking limousines to board meetings,
they have been a big way for the state to justify the state's on-again, off-again meddling in the district for now almost two decades.
Starting under Governor John Engler, who muscled through a controversial plan to place the district under the control of a so-called reform board that was later scrapped by Detroit voters. Engler, also the governor, who said charter schools are part of the answer to solve the district's academic issues.
And these are policy decisions and political choices with ramifications that are playing out to this day.
But, you know, getting good school board candidates is not always easy.
Yeah, and not just in Detroit.
No.
The Michigan Association of School Boards says no one runs for about 10% of board seats in the state.
So it's up to the rest of the school board members in those cases to name their compatriots.
Yeah, and that might seem like a good deal for those school board members.
But in fact, it robs the boards of diversity and community buy-in to board decisions.
Yeah, and it's a big enough problem that the School Board Association commissioned a poll to ask the public about this often thankless job of board service. And the results show that people think school boards are too political or that the volunteer job just takes up too much time. And 22% said they just don't care.
Although no one asked whether that apathy extends to, well, not complaining when people don't like a board decision or how their tax dollars are being used, the reality is democracy still belongs to those who show up.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.